The Warp, June 66, Them with Van Morrison wraps up a headlining gig at the Whiskey A Go-Go, where they're joined by the new opening act, The Doors. Van and Jim Morrison sing Gloria together.
Oh!
Warp. In June 66, riots break out in Chicago after police shoot a young Puerto Rican man. And an era of relative peace following World War II has now exceeded the length of a similar calm stretch after the First World War.
Artie's Time Warp Retro TV.
Well, my wife wants a car and I want a truck. Our Datsun dealer said you're both in luck with the Datsun King Cab. So unique is it a pickup or a car? Hey, looky here behind the seat. 11.3 cubic feet. Only Datsun makes it this big. King of small pickups, the Datsun King Cab.
I got my car.
I got my truck.
Even when it comes to marriages, Datsun saves.
Artie's Time Warp.
June 1966.
I was alright for a while. I could smile for a while. But I saw you last night. You held my hand so tight as you stopped to say hello. Oh, you wished me well. You couldn't tell. But I've been crying over you, crying over you, and you said so long, left me standing all alone, alone and crying. Oh,
We have new LPs in June of 66 from The Hollies, Elvis Presley, and Aretha Franklin, along with Jack Jones and Bobby Darin. The Temptations release Gettin' Ready, which contains their latest single.
I know you wanna leave me, but I refuse to let you go. If I have to beg, plead for your sympathy, I don't mind, 'cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of that?
The other day I heard someone say, you know, America is in real trouble. It's true. Old Glory has never fallen so close to the earth. Our embassies are being stoned. Our diplomats are often in fear for their lives. And we're involved in a half dozen nameless, winless conflicts, spilling American blood on foreign soil. Our young men are dying for ideals which don't seem to mean too much to Americans anymore. The truth is, America's real trouble doesn't lie in the rice paddies of Vietnam, in the masses of Red China, or in the diabolical intrigues to the south of us. The real trouble lies in the playgrounds of St. Louis, the hillside mansions of San Francisco, and in the slums of Chicago. The disease which is slowly eating away at the heart of America lives in the small southern towns, the fishing villages of New England, and in the hot, dusty streets of the Midwest. This is the age of the American cynic, the year of the unbeliever, the day of doubt. We've killed all the sacred cows and destroyed all the images, and there's nothing left to respect. Old-fashioned love of God, country and family, is passé. We stare at our shoelaces when they play the national anthem. We wouldn't want to be seen at a political rally or a town hall meeting. And we don't want to be caught with our eyes closed during public prayers. We've decided the only way to get into public office is to buy it. Our heroes are the fast guys who get away with things. Patriotism, the old hand over the heart, flag-waving, singing patriotism has been condemned. Think about this. Patriotism. when you tear away the fancy phrases and crepe paper, is plain and simple pride. It's a new car, prettier girl, bigger house sort of pride and country. Somewhere along the way, we've lost that pride. Our form of government is the same. We still say America stands for the same things. But next time you're at a party, ask someone to sing America with you and see what happens. The basic ideals and structure of America hasn't changed. We have you and me. Our enemies know it. They've seen the newsreels of the discontented marching around the Capitol. They've distorted and blown up our mistakes. They've been putting steel wedges in the cracks in our wall of solidarity. The new idea is, don't attack America. Wear it down gradually. It'll eventually fall under the weight of its own corruption. And did you know it's working? This sneering complacency, once stamped out by the bloody feet of a tattered Continental Army in 1776, once drowned beneath the keel of the USS Arizona in Pearl Harbor Bay, has risen again. This deadly let George do it attitude lights the way for the Viet Cong in the swampy jungles of Vietnam. This better red than dead cancer is more feared by the American soldier than all the communist mortar shells. It kills the vitality and spirit of America. Democracy is a frail and fragile instrument made of hope, prayer, and Yankee ingenuity. It is held together by 4th of July flag-waving patriotism, and we've almost exhausted our supply of it. Try this test. Lift your eyes to a flag, then sing out as loud as you can that old, outworn, antiquated freedom hymn you learned so many years ago. For Purple Mountain's majesty. Above the fruited plain. America. America. God shed his grace on thee. Now, if you feel a little pride welling up inside of you, if you feel a little mist in your eye, then thank God for you, mister. You're still an American.
America, America, God shed his grace on me. The
June 66, sports. William Boland aboard Amberoid claims the Belmont. Cincinnati Red Leo Cardenas hits 4 home runs in a doubleheader. And the New York Mets pass on Reggie Jackson to draft Steve Chilcott. And on your radio, it's Chris Montez.
The more I see you, the more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows. Can you imagine?
Artie's Time Warp means variety.
Myself a bottle of gin, and then I'm gonna call my buddy on the telephone and say,
"Let's go get stoned."
Now listen, you know I work so hard all day long. Everything I try to do always turn out wrong. That's why I want to stop by on my way home and say,
"Let's go get stoned."
Now let me tell you one more thing. Ain't no harm to have a little taste, but don't lose your cool. Stop messing up the man's place. Ain't no harm. Take a little nip. But don't you fall down and bust your lid. No, no. Everybody on the come on and go with me.
Let's go get stoned. Oh, let's go get stoned.
I'm gonna tell you one more time what I'm gonna do.
Let's go get stoned.
June 66, the Beatles visit Tokyo on a concert tour, and George Harrison is impressed by Ravi Shankar's concert in London, and Shankar's Indian-style music will soon influence some Beatles tunes. Meanwhile, Brian Jones is employing a sitar on the latest from the Rolling Stones.
See this thing happening to you.
Girls will buy dressed in their summer clothes.
We're taking a break to hear from some of our commercial sponsors, then we'll be back with much more from June of 1966.
Artie's Time Warp, for the love of music.